News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, people might have seen last week research that was published in the Lancet Psychiatry Journal indicating that those who suffer concussion or other brain injuries as a child or a young adult increase their risk of dementia, later in life by more than 60%. In the wake of that publication last week, there was the inevitable discussions about concussion in rugby, but plenty of people got in touch to say, hey, what about other sports? It isn't just rugby, you know. There's concussion in Gaelic football and soccer and hurling as well. To discuss this, I'm joined on the line by Dr. Niamh Lynch, who is a consultant paediatrician with a specific interest in neurology. Dr. Lynch, you're very welcome to the programme. To what extent does it exist in those other sports, some of the other sports I mentioned, contact sports, compared to rugby?
Well, it's difficult for me to make a direct comparison. I run a concussion clinic here in Cork, and I still see children from across all the disciplines. I suppose when I started off about 2 years ago, I had a preconception myself that I would be seeing mostly children with rugby injuries, but that's not the case. I see children from across all the disciplines, all the field sports, all the contact sports, and about 30% of the children I see have had a concussion that's had nothing to do with sport at all.
And the fact that there is that focus on rugby, is that problematic in the sense that then the issue isn't taken maybe as seriously in other sports?
I wouldn't say that. I think all the disciplines are beginning to take concussion seriously now. You know, the GAA has introduced return to play guidelines, and they're quite clear. You know, they have a saying, if in doubt, sit it out. Rugby itself has made great strides in terms of, you know, training their coaches and so on, and recognising concussion. So I suppose, you know, all of the disciplines are moving towards recognition and training regarding concussion and implementing return to play guidelines, which is fantastic. Obviously, that's changed quite a lot over the last 5 years. You know, concussion is being taken seriously now, which is good.
You know, the conversations parents would have been having, myself as a parent as well, in the last couple of years, when there's so much talk about rugby, you'd say, like, God, I don't know what I like my kids playing rugby when there's so much talk about concussion in the sport. Like, what do you say then to parents whose kids are playing all these other sports that's, you know, look, they're equally at risk, so don't worry about it, or don't play any of them?
So there's in the States, there's been a poll done last year of about 1,000 parents. And they were asked that question, you know, would you allow your child to play sport in view of the risk of concussion? And about 16% of parents said they wouldn't allow their child to play any sport at all because of the risk of concussion, which is somewhat concerning. You know, if we look across our childhood population in Ireland at the moment, we have an obesity crisis that's growing. There's a study called Growing Up in Ireland, which follows kids who were born in 2008 over time. And the most recent report released shows that they spend on average 2 hours a day during the week on a screen, and 3 hours or more on a screen at the weekend. And that's kind of scary. I mean, as a parent, I think I'd rather have my child out playing than sitting inside on a screen. You know, I think it's very important that our children remain active. You know, there are massive benefits that come from sports, not just in terms of exercise and cardiovascular benefits, but also in terms of battling the obesity crisis that we have. There's massive social benefits involved in taking part in sport, and also it builds children's resilience. You know, they learn that they can't always win, which is really important
I'm sure athletics clubs should be standing at school gates handing out flyers, I think. But what they've done in the United States is they've changed some of the rules around kind of how they govern tackling for children, particularly around American football and head contact in little league football or whatever they happen to call it. Do we need to kind of look seriously at how we deal with kind of tackling and contact for children? Because that study I mentioned, for example, is just one of many that shows, look, you have these concussions as a child, it affects you years, decades later sometimes.
Yeah, so I suppose, you know, if you look at these studies, it's very easy to sort of take out that sort of juicy bit of information, you know, but if you read the paper, really it's talking about traumatic brain injury across the board. So you have the whole range from very severe, you know, people with significant brain injuries in a coma in intensive care, all the way down to concussion. Now, if you extrapolate the figures of concussion that are available from the States for under 18s, if you extrapolate that to the Irish population, there's about 20,000 children in Ireland under the age of 18 getting concussed every year.
Yeah.
Now, only a tiny I mean, only about 10% of those will actually seek medical attention because, you know, they just feel a bit dizzy and a bit off for a couple of days. And often they don't even realize that they've had a concussion. So to do a paper like that and to sort of identify the sort of, you know, diagnosed concussions mean that they were probably on the more severe end of the concussion anyway to have presented for medical attention. So, you know, if we read now, we're not allowed to have a glass of wine every day. You know, there's so many things, so many studies coming out sort of saying, you know, this is bad for you, that is bad for you. But, you know, on the whole, sport is a lot more good for you than it is bad for you. And I think it's important to remember that.
All right. On that positive note, Dr. Niamh Lynch, who is, as I said, a consultant paediatrician with a specific interest in neurology. Dr. Lynch, thanks very much.